are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart is glad in him, because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Hear us, O God.
Deliver your people.
Hear us, O God.
You loved us before the world was made.
Hear us, O God.
You rescued the people of your promise.
Hear us, O God.
You spoke through your prophets.
Hear us, O God.
You gave your only Son for the life of the world.
Hear us, O God.
For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven.
Great is your love.
And was born of the Virgin Mary.
Great is your love.
Who by his cross and suffering redeemed the world.
Great is your love.
And has washed us from our sins.
Great is your love.
Who on the third day rose from the dead.
Great is your love.
And has given us the victory.
Great is your love.
Who ascended on high.
Great is your love.
And intercedes for us at the right hand of God.
Great is your love.
For the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
For the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Thanks be to God.
For the great cloud of witnesses into which we are baptized.
Thanks be to God.
For Sarah and Abraham, Isaac and Rebecca.
Thanks be to God.
For Gideon and Deborah, David and Esther.
Thanks be to God.
For Moses and Isaiah, Jeremiah and Daniel.
Thanks be to God.
For Miriam and Rahab, Abigail and Ruth.
Thanks be to God.
For Mary, Mother of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For John, who baptized in the Jordan.
Thanks be to God.
For Mary Magdalene and Joanna, Mary and Martha.
Thanks be to God.
For James and John, Peter and Andrew.
Thanks be to God.
For Paul and Apollos, Stephen and Phoebe.
Thanks be to God.
For all holy men and women, our mother and fathers in faith.
Thanks be to God.
For the noble band of the prophets.
Thanks be to God.
For the glorious company of the apostles.
Thanks be to God.
For the white-robed army of martyrs.
Thanks be to God.
For cherubim and seraphim, Michael and the holy angels.
Thanks be to God.
Be gracious to us.
Hear us, O God.
Deliver your people.
Hear us, O God.
Give new life to these chosen ones by the grace of baptism.
Hear us, O God.
Strengthen all who bear the sign of the cross.
Hear us, O God.
Clothe us in compassion and love.
Hear us, O God.
Bring us with all your saints to the river of life.
Hear us, O God.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Page 138. Glory be to God on high,
and on earth his goodwill toward men.
We praise you, we bless you, we worship you,
we glorify you,
we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father, almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ,
O Lord God, Lamb of God,
Almighty God, by whom we are graciously knit together as one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of Jesus Christ our Lord, Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those unspeakable joys which you have prepared for those who unfeignedly love you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for All Saints Day is from the 33rd chapter of Deuteronomy. Now this is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, "The Lord came from Sinai and dawned on them from Seir. He shone forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints. From his right hand came a fiery law for them. Yes, he loves the people. All his saints are in your hand. They sit down at your feet. Everyone receives your words." This is the word of the Lord.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
The epistles from the 7th chapter of Revelation. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." This is the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be glad exceedingly, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of our Lord. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Amen.
Our sermon text, Revelation 7, verse 14. These are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This creation is a wonderful world which our triune God has provided for us. However, we need a wider view than that. Due to our limitations, we are only able to see so far. We are bound by space and time. Furthermore, this heaven and earth is described in the Holy Scriptures as the Great Tribulation. Tribulation is distress or suffering as the result of oppression or persecution. Tribulation tests one's endurance, patience, and faith. In order to better understand the situation, we need a wider view. Without it, we will be like Rebecca, who inquired of the Lord, saying, "Why is this happening to me?" In Revelation 21, verse 1, the Apostle John says, "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away." The Holy Christian Church is one, but it includes both the church militant and the church triumphant. It includes all of us believers here in this great tribulation who are fighting the good fight, but it also includes that great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." It includes both. But due to the veil, which is the shadow of death, we're kept from seeing the new heaven and the new earth. And we cannot see the saints who have gone before us and now we enjoy eternal rest. We need a wider view. Here's what the scriptures say about the great tribulation in which we live. We know that sin entered the world through one man, and all creation groans under the weight of that man's sin. Our sinful nature continues to spew forth evil thoughts, words, and deeds. The ruler of this world is working against us and accusing our brethren day and night. And this sinful world follows the lead of its father, the devil, who is a liar and a murderer. That's what this tribulation is about. But at just the right time, God sent his Son to redeem us. Our Savior rescued us from the power of darkness. He created faith in our hearts through the Holy Scriptures, the preaching of the Word, and he brought us into his holy Christian church. And now that we are holy believers, saints, we need to know that this world will be a great tribulation to us. Jesus says, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of this world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word I said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also." So, having been saved, Ephesians 6, verse 12 says this, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." I tell you, there is much more than meets the eye. We need a wider view. We live in a physical world which is passing away, but there is also a spiritual dimension, and a battle is going on. Jesus has given his church directions so that, like an army in battle, we might overcome the enemy. Jesus has warned us in Romans 12, verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What are our orders? Resistance. Resistance to this world's agenda is our marching order. When Jesus says, "My kingdom is not of this world," he doesn't mean that the Holy Christian Church is not present here. No, Christ Church Militant is definitely here, and it will not be removed until heaven and earth pass away. What Christ means by that is that the Holy Christian Church is not an earthly kingdom with earthly properties and earthly weapons. The Holy Christian Church does not gauge its victories by earthly battle standards. So we fight, but we need a wider view. In Revelation 2, verses 10 through 11, we are told, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death." That first death is physical death. The veil, which I said, obstructs our wider view, but it is not to be feared. Furthermore, we are instructed that faithfulness unto death will produce a heavenly reward, and that is on the other side of this veil. When we get a wider view, we all of a sudden see that there is a crown of life, a life beyond death. There is a home on the other side, a home of righteousness for all believers. With today's epistle, we see heaven is open. We get to gaze in. We get to view a little farther. We get to see the new heaven and the new earth. We get to see past death. And what do we get to see? There is a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and with palm branches in their hands. St. Paul describes the Christian life as a long-distance running race. The finish line is not in this world. The finish line is not death. For Christians, we pass through death in order to arrive at our heavenly home. And today we get to see that there has been a great multitude who have run that Christian race and who have come out of the Christian, have come out of the great tribulation and have safely arrived at Christ's heavenly kingdom. These saints were victorious. They are waving their palm branches. Their sins have been washed away through the redeeming blood of the Lamb, and thus they are saints. They are dressed in white robes. They are not lying dead, but they're standing before the throne of God. They see Him with their own eyes, and their eyes will never cry again. They have escaped the great tribulation. This heavenly vision is a great comfort for us. When the battle is hard and long, we know that the Lamb of God has won the victory, and we shall enjoy that beatific vision. In Romans 12, verse 12, St. Paul speaks of Christ's church, and he says this, "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer." We are that way Yes, because we know. We know what is beyond the veil. We do have a wider vision concerning the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. That's the wider vision that we have. We rejoice in the hope of sainthood and eternal life. We're patient while here in tribulation because we see what is to come, and we continue steadfast in prayer to God who is bringing us to Himself, even as we gather tonight in our prayers. God is preserving His church in this world, and He's doing it by means of His Word. Though we are pilgrims in this world, God has not left us alone. So, Revelation 1, verse 9, we hear, I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patience of Jesus Christ. I was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. What do we hear? We hear that the Apostle John is our brother and companion in the tribulation. In fact, the prophets and apostles are our brothers and companions in the tribulation. And our God has sent out pastors to be our brothers and companions in the tribulation. And these men in the pastoral office, all of them, preach to us the Word of God, which is the power of God unto salvation. And through the Word, God brings us from death into life. St. Paul asked the question, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? And then he answers the question saying, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The 144,000 is not, which are saved, is not a literal number. It's symbolic. It's symbolic of the total number of all those who are saved. 12 is the number of the church. The 12 tribes and the 12 apostles are the church of all time. 12 times 12, 144. The number 10 is complete and perfect, and it is multiplied 10 by 10 by 10, 1,000. The complete number of believers will be saved and none will be lost. That's what the 144,000 is. It's God's promise that each and every believer, whether in the old or the new, will be saved. That same 144,000 in verse 4 is later described as a great multitude which no one could number. It's the church. So in conclusion, you can see that God has given us a vision, a wider vision. We have the hope of eternal life. We have patience in tribulation, perseverance in prayer. Therefore, the church doesn't hunker down and reluctantly endure this world's tribulation. We do not have a pessimistic or a bad attitude, even though this world is groaning under sin and this world's ruler. No, the Holy Christian Church rejoices. Romans 5, 1 through 5 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace, peace with God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into this grace in which we now stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given to us. Tonight, we remember the whole Christian church, both those here in this tribulation And those in heaven who wear the white robes, washed in the blood of the Lamb, they are our brothers and sisters. And we cry out with them, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. We too will leave this great tribulation behind and one day join them. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen.
Create in Me, page 143. We stand. On the back of the bulletin is the remembrance of the faithful departed. You may be seated. I heard a voice from heaven saying, write this.
Blessed are the dead, who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works follow them.
Let us remember with thanksgiving those who have gone before us with the sign of faith. For they were created by God to offer Him praise and thanksgiving forever. And He gave them new life through His Son and holy baptism, nourished them in the company of His people at His holy table, and in His mercy He summoned them to His nearer presence so that they may continue in joyful service of Him forever.
Amen.
Grace Davis, Faye Pavloff, Ernest Hennig, Ethel Bohr, John Saylor, Sally Ward, Ray Sears, Dean Bird, Pat Leifelman, Paula Grunert, Theresa Davis, Betty Corbett, Fred Davis, Frank Bohr, Lowell Hicks, Fred Person, Lawanda Melzer, Gary Crowell, Elsie DeCouris, Josephine Hamilton, Lydia Brown, Edith Radford, Nancy Smith, Frida Bunting, Elda Saylor, Mabel Huggins, Helen Mitchell, Beulah Henderson, Johnny Hennig, Janine Hicks, Ruby Smith, Dewey Crabtree, Thomas Huggins, Aline Keener, Gary Roth, Amanda Todd, Emily Frank, Orville Keener, Virginia Leiferman, Wilbert Schlimpert, John Rohde, Terry Lively, Olive Turner, Johnny Warren, Dorothy Bertels, Rita Cobb, Michael Tompkins, Barbara Crabtree, Helen Jean Warren, Dawn Jansen, Dorothy Lively, Thomas Keller, Ella Guderslaw, Rosemary Sears, Keith Zimmerman, Clayton Westerman, and Osha Miller. In joyful expectation of the resurrection to life, we remember before You, O Lord, all our departed kin and friends who have gone before us in faith. We offer thanksgiving for the gift of faith and hold fast to the certainty of Your promises. Oliver and Elsie Kremmel, Gilbert and Eleonora Languish, Richard and Martha Clater, Julie Jones, George and Marion Clevenger, Sadie Henson, Lenora Rohde, William Bradford and Olive Marie Turner, Frank and Jeanette Delaney, Willard Cheatham, Roy Martin Guderslaw, Henry Feltgen, Robert Miller, Clover Pinkerton, James and Lizetta Lockhead, James A. and Bernice Clevenger, Betsy Stotts, Vince Byrne, Larry Jansma, Edward and Mary Ellen Kinder, Leela Kinder Barr, Jim and Jeanette Turner, Frank B. Kramer, Phyllis Skinner, Rachel Zimmerman, Hank Carlson, and Priscilla Cruiser. Let us pray. Lord, remember your church throughout the world. Make its members grow in love for you and for one another. As you have received our brothers and sisters who have gone to their rest in the hope of the resurrection to eternal life, bring us at last with them into the light of your presence, that in union with all your saints we may give you glory forever, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we, your unworthy servants, give you most humble and hearty thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all mankind. We praise you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for your inestimable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. We implore you to give us that due sense of all your mercies, that our hearts may ever be deeply thankful, and that we may show forth your praise with both our lips and our lives. Let us walk before you in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life, and enjoy the testimony of a good conscience and the hope of your favor. Be sustained and comforted in every time of trouble, and finally be received into your everlasting kingdom through your infinite mercy in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, who in the multitude of your saints did surround us with so great a cloud of witnesses, that we, rejoicing in their fellowship, may run with patience the race that is set before us, and together with them may receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy,
heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he,
blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna,
Hosanna in the highest. Lord, if of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Jesus, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled to serve you constantly. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Canticle, the Magnificat, page 228 in the front part of the hymnal. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from this day all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him throughout all generations. He has shown the strength of his arm and scattered the proud in their own conceit. He has put down the mighty from his feet and exalted the humble and meek. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has set